Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Love looking for Jaden Reed. Not there. Goes back the other way. Sets up a screen. Bouncing off of people and into the end zone. It's Tucker Kraft for the touchdown.
Tucker Kraft scoring on Sunday. Do have some college football news here. Mac Brown has been fired from North Carolina. Former Texas head coach. The last time, actually, he had a 10-win season, 0-9, for the Texas Longhorns. 13-1, made it to the BCS National Championship game. They ultimately lost to Alabama. His last 10 coaching seasons, Josh, he has not gone over 9 games. His last 4 in Texas. 5-7, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, ultimately fired after the 2013 season. Then North Carolina hired in 2019, 7-6, 8-4, 6-7, 9-5, 8-5, 6-5, fired today. Not great.
Also,
not great.
A little bit of thing from about 25 minutes ago. Former Pro Bowl linebacker Shaq Barrett, who announced his retirement from the NFL in July, has applied for reinstatement.
Oh.
Interesting.
He had a really good one season, I remember.
The Dolphins currently hold his contractual rights. So if he comes out of retirement, he'll be on the Dolphins roster.
I want to look at this once, because there was a season, I think it was when Tampa won the Super Bowl,
yep,
that
yep.
He was awesome. Yeah, 19 and a half sacks in 2019.
Yeah.
That's right. He was awesome that year. 27 years old. I mean, really kind of exploded. A fine career up to that point with Denver. Then, yeah, his first season in Tampa Bay exploded. I mean, it could be a nice addition for Miami. He's 32, I believe, at this point. His last season in Tampa at 31 years old, 4.5 sacks. QB hits 9. Really down from even his years that were down from 2019. Really wasn't doing a ton with that. 3 tackles for loss as well.
I mean, hey, you know.
I know. It's nice for him. Who else was doing that? Was it Corey Davis? The wide receiver?
I think he tried
to do that, and then just nothing happened with there. And that's also a thing, too. You could arguably look at that with someone like Deshaun Watson. You miss like a year or two of NFL football. The game passes you by.
Right. And especially if you're that age, too. I mean, I don't know how old Shaq Barrett is, but Corey Davis specifically, like...
He was 29, 28, something like that.
Shaq Barrett?
Oh, no, Corey Davis.
Oh.
Shaq Barrett's 32.
Oh. In my head, I had those two flipped. I had Shaq Barrett as 29, 28.
I want to make sure on Corey Davis. He is 29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were both older.
Right, but regardless, it goes to show you what happens, though, when you're out of the game for even a year. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe maybe he comes back and he's great for six games for the Dolphins.
Could be. I want to talk about last night's game a little bit. Okay. Ravens take down the Chargers. It was a close game for a little while. J.K. Dobbins ultimately leaves in the second quarter with a knee injury, and that kind of derailed the Chargers a little bit. He had six rushes for 40 yards up to that point. He was having himself a very good game. Made a joke to start the game or to start the show here, but Quinn Johnston having a really tough day, including a major drop, third and six to start the fourth quarter, about 10, 11 minutes left here, wide open on a drag route, drops it. He's going to easily just, run for the just, first down.
I just watched that too. You can watch in the video when, like, before the ball is, like, there's like three ball lengths until it gets to him, mm-hmm. and he turns his head away.
Yeah, he's thinking about running up the field.
And it's I feel like it's such a simple mistake. Like, I don't understand how you can make that mistake. You know, on a consistent basis too.
The game is moving too fast. I mean, that's where that argument comes in. I still like the Chargers a lot. They, though, and this is because it's a Greg Roman-based offense, they need a run game to really get going. And when J.K. Dobbins went down, they had a real tough time getting it going and working from there. But Baltimore, I think Lamar Jackson's like 10-1 off a loss in his career. I mean, he is incredible. That throw to Rashad Bateman for a touchdown towards the end of the first half, 40 yards down the field, basically no window, and just drops it in a bucket to Bateman for a touchdown. It's incredible. I think that was Bateman's only catch. No, he did have one other one. But just incredible. Zay Flowers has turned into a real weapon for them as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I want another shot at Baltimore. Don't get me wrong. Like I've mentioned, I think they can take their defense. I really, really do.
Their offense is still pretty scary.
But their offense is awesome.
Yeah.
But they are just such a frustrating team. If you're a Ravens fan, this season has got to be frustrating. Last year, by this point, they were just blowing teams out. They just had zero issues running the table, whooping people, no issues at all. This year, you know, you lose to Pittsburgh, a team that you consistently lose to, and you still may lose the division too. But then you play a Chargers team on the road in, you know, arguably the most exciting game of the weekend, and you beat them. A lot of it too. They were able to be up front most of this game. Lamar only throws the ball 22 times. They're up front a lot. Really, again, only made throws really when he needed to for big plays. The Bateman one, as I mentioned. Derrick Henry, though, 24 rushing attempts. He was able to really lean on them. And then you also had Justice Hill, who four rushes, 55 yards.
What a touchdown.
But the long touchdown is really what did it for him.
That was really impressive, too, because it's funny, like when you see, obviously you're seeing Derrick Henry every single time, but then all of a sudden this other guy comes in and he supposedly is the backup and then he pops off for a 51-yard touchdown on his first, maybe not his first touch, but still, one of his very few touches of the game. He runs for 51 yards and kind of like it was speedier than I expected. Because when you watch Henry, it's not that he's not fast, but he's just large.
You are more noticing how much bigger he is than almost everybody.
Right. And you saw it a few times last night. I mean, he pulled out that stiff arm that all Bills fans saw when he was in Tennessee against the Bills and stiff arm Josh Norman into the benches.
But that play did not count. That does not exist.
Right. But it does exist because there's a highlight.
We'll never forget
every Derrick Henry highlight reel has that in there. But I look at that offense. And Mark Andrews, also, touchdown. Good for him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back.
Which, like, what was the official looking at?
Right.
When he like initially called that incomplete. That was like clear as day.
He caught the ball. He caught the ball cleanly. Both feet went in bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much grass between his cleats and the white line. Like, I don't know what the official was looking for.
So bad. On the take, clearly, obviously.
Sure.
But
yeah, no. I mean, looking at that offense, like, kind of, because it's been a little shaky from time to time, right? Like, I mean,
they've had up and down games.
If you look at their season so far, there's a reason they're 8-4. There's a reason that they've had four losses, because this offense is kind of consistently being inconsistent.
And all four of their losses three of their four losses have come against teams you would argue they really had no business losing to. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, yes.
Well,
got it. They're 10-1. They should beat them.
Again, Vegas, that was a weird game.
Vegas,
yeah,
should beat them. Cleveland, you should beat them. That's the Jameis Winston game too. And then Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they won kicking field goals.
Right,
you got to win that game.
And that game specifically was the one where you really saw the problem with you really saw the offense kind of have struggles. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just evident because of the fact that Pittsburgh didn't score any touchdowns.
And I will say this is also going to be something to keep an eye on with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if this is updated after last night, but they went into last night the most penalized team in the league. They still are. They had 9 last night.
Wow.
Again, don't know if this is updated, but
I would assume
currently what I'm looking at, they're at 101. Houston is behind them at 92. So, I mean, they're somewhat comfortably in the lead.
I mean, there's no way, because if you add in the 9 to 101, if let's say it's not added, right? 9 plus 101 is 110. If the Texans had, what is that, 22 penalties?
It's or insane.
Something like that. Like, there's, yeah. So the Ravens,
that is something also absolutely holding them back is how many penalties mm-hmm. they're getting. But then, again, looking back at last night, there were certain points the Chargers could have gotten back in that game. It was bad mistakes by them. Quentin Johnston drops. Again, 3rd and 6, he's wide open. It's a great play design. He is going to run for like 25 more yards. Yeah. He beat his guy off the line. He's ready to go.
I mean,
and it's a drop.
If you're the Chargers at this point, what?
Oh, you need a wide receiver.
Because you can't trade for anybody, obviously. But like, what do you do? Like, you try to just find it internally, or maybe go pick somebody off a practice squad, or just start scheming other people open. I look at their roster, and it's, you have LaMcConkey, who's had a great season so far as a rookie.
He's done exactly what most people thought he would.
Joshua Palmer, cool. Like, that's your third wide receiver behind Quentin Johnston. And then you have Jalen Reagor, DJ Shark, Darius Davis.
No, I mean, they need wide receiver help badly. The problem is, 2 straight years, they've gone early at wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Quentin Johnston and LaMcConkey. Johnston,
one's been
up
a hit,
to this point,
one's
has been a miss.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to go back to that well again. That's not a spot you want to be into. And that's where, like, I look at the Chiefs as well. Like, you're seeing, like, some of their depth issues are starting to shine because they've had to go to that wide receiver well a lot
mm-hmm.
early in the draft, where they've had a lot of hits on defense, not so many on offense. And they've had to keep going back to that well, or just trading in season for guys. And it has not turned out all that well for them. But, and I mean that in terms of, like, just draft capital and such. They've won 2 Super Bowls. Like, it has worked right. out for them in right. that sense. But in terms of going into every year thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to be better than last year, it hasn't necessarily. And maybe this year is finally the year that catches them. Yesterday, Bulldog on our afternoon show brought it up, too. And I'm glad, because I'm now not the only one feeling this way, at least I feel like. I'm now starting to compare them to the 2020 Steelers and the 2022 Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Tennessee Titans that won the 1 seed a few years ago.
Yeah.
Win a playoff game.
Right.
I'm no longer thinking about 3 straight. I'm thinking about win a playoff game. Because that's where I'm at. It feels like any game they're going to have in either the wild card round or even the division round, if they do hold on to the 1 seed, it feels like that team will be able to get them.
Well,
it's going to be a close game. And yes, they can arguably be the best closing team or a close game team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not last forever.
Yeah, because you see the way intensity turns up in the playoffs. Like, you've seen this every single year. There will be a team that comes in, like the Chiefs, that is riding high. Maybe not, obviously, 10-1, mm-hmm. but still very good, had a good regular season. Like the Cowboys last year against Green Bay. Green Bay comes in as kind of the scrappy younger brother, essentially, and beats Dallas in Dallas.
Beats them to a pulp, yeah.
And then it starts snowing. They beat them so bad. Like, it's one of those things where I think you're right. I think the Chiefs could very well go into the playoffs if they don't get the first round bye, even if they do. And
be one and done.
And be one and done. Yeah. I mean, I still think they're going to get the first round bye. That game last night did drastically change things playoff-wise. I mean, if the Chargers could have got the win last night, that would have been huge in terms of the AFC West race. And they kind of let you down.
Yep. 803-0550, the number two call. When we come back, a little bit of tough news here locally in college football. We'll talk about that after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.